I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Wednesday, March 12th. A Weymouth man pleaded guilty to second-degree murder yesterday in Norfolk Superior Court for killing his father nearly 5 years ago. 42-year-old William Walling Jr. was sentenced to life in prison with parole after 25 years for killing 61-year-old William Walling Sr. The trial was scheduled to start yesterday. Walling Jr. also received a concurrent prison sentence of 19 to 20 years for a rape charge. Walling was arrested in May of 2020 at the Weymouth home where he lived with his father after a relative called 911 for a medical emergency. Upon arrival, officers found the senior Walling dead on the floor and his son in a bedroom. Prosecutors later determined that the son suffocated his father with a plastic bag and intended to bury his body in the backyard of their home. Police found a hole in the backyard, a wheelbarrow, and a receipt for saws and a 40-pound bag of lye. The son was initially charged with first-degree murder and pleaded not guilty. A former Quincy man who was extradited from Stockholm, Sweden, was sentenced yesterday in federal court in Boston for obstructing an investigation of fires set at Jewish institutions in Arlington, Needham, and Chelsea in 2019. 37-year-old Alexander Janakakis, formerly of Quincy, was sentenced in U.S. District Court to 42 months in prison, to be followed by 3 years supervised release. Officials say rather than assist authorities, Janakakis chose instead to impede the FBI's investigation by lying to investigators and destroying and concealing evidence. In February of 2020, Janakakis's younger brother became the prime suspect in an investigation into four fires set at Jewish institutions in Arlington, Needham, and Chelsea. At the time, Janakakis's brother was identified as a suspect. He was hospitalized in a coma and remained in a coma until his death later that year. Shortly after his brother was identified as a suspect, Janakakis left the United States for Sweden, where he was living at the time, with his brother's electronic devices and documents. He returned to the U.S. in 2020 and lied to investigators about his brother's involvement in the arsons, then destroyed the evidence that would have implicated his brother and went back to Sweden, where he was arrested in February of 2022. School officials are investigating after a racial slur was found inside a Hingham High School bathroom on Monday. The graffiti was found by a student inside a boys' restroom Monday afternoon, according to Hingham High School principal John Buckey in a letter to parents. The slur was immediately photographed and removed from the wall before it was reported to Hingham police. Monday's incident comes after a swastika was found in a boys' bathroom there last Thursday. Police in Quincy continue to investigate reports of abuse and deaths of several Canada geese in Germantown. A woman who wanted her identity concealed for fear of retaliation began noticing the abuse on February 8th when she saw someone trying to hurt a goose on Taffrail Road. Since then, she said abuse toward the wildlife seems to be nonstop. Other residents said they've heard about geese with their legs tied together, injuries to their necks, and at least one instance of a goose decapitated. When Stacy isn't working, she said she's driving around the neighborhood to look for injured geese and potentially suspicious activity. And a lot of her neighbors are on alert, too. The matter is under investigation, but Quincy police say it has no further information to release. The Quincy Police Department has once again received a state grant to help support young people. Community police officers and the recreation director yesterday visited the State House to receive the Shannon Grant. That grant helps support the annual Youth Academy and year-round park patrols in Quincy. The Shannon Grant is named after Senator Charles Shannon and supports youth programs and develops partnerships with community stakeholders and area law enforcement agencies. Well, the 12th annual Saving by Shaving fundraiser, hosted by Granite Telecommunications of Quincy yesterday, raised over $3.5 million to benefit Boston Children's Hospital. More than 700 people volunteered to have their heads shaved at Granite's North Quincy headquarters, including Patriots coach Mike Vrabel, Celtics coach Joe Mazzulla, Celtics forward Sam Hauser. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch also participated once again this year. Over the past 12 years, more than 12,000 people have participated in Saving by Shaving, raising $58.5 million for charitable organizations. Granite donated $2,500 for every shave, and the Hale family matched that dollar for dollar for a $5,000 donation for each shave. Massachusetts is losing $12.2 million in federal money that had been earmarked for Bay State schools to buy food from local farms. And Governor Healey indicated that the state has no plans to backstop that funding for more than 200 school systems. Governor's office says the State Department of Elementary and Secondary Education got a notice from the U.S. Department of Agriculture on Friday announcing the termination of the second round of local food for schools grant funding because, quote, this agreement no longer effectuates agency priorities and termination of the award is appropriate, end quote. Massachusetts has previously deployed $3.5 million in grant money. Asked while standing with House Speaker Ron Mariano and Senate President Karen Spilka whether Massachusetts has a plan to backfill the money that's being cut, Healey did not directly answer, instead spoke about $16 billion in federal funding the state counts on in its budget. Given the chance to add their own thoughts, Mariano declined. Spilka just said ditto. Beacon Hill Democrats have warned for months that Massachusetts lacks the resources to cover all federal programs that could be cut under the Trump administration, but they have also largely declined to specify which programs they would consider stepping in to protect. Mariano called it a wait-and-see game in late February. With general purpose tax revenue growing only modestly and spending demands maintaining their elevated post-pandemic levels, state budget writers have said they expect to have little wiggle room over the next year and a half. The state has a historic level of money in reserves, approaching $9 billion, but lawmakers are hesitant to tap into that. Another option to raise revenue would be to add or increase taxes, a usually unpopular idea the key lawmakers have not ruled out for the fiscal 2026 budget. Heading to the 2025 Boston St. Patrick's Day Parade this year, there is a new start time for the popular celebration as authorities look to limit out-of-control behavior from parade-goers. Four local lawmakers, Congressman Stephen Lynch, State Senator Nick Collins, Representative David Beal, and Boston City Councilor Ed Flynn, wrote in a letter to college administrators and school superintendents that there will be zero tolerance for the out-of-control behavior that the people of South Boston endured last year. Flynn says his office was flooded with hundreds of calls after last year's parade. Parade is being held this Sunday, a day before St. Patrick's Day. A task force made up of event organizers, law enforcement, and city officials decided to move the parade to an 11:30 a.m. start. That's an hour and a half earlier than when the parade started last year. Collins told the Dorchester Reporter that the earlier start time is an attempt to get a better handle on the, quote, tomfoolery. The task force also developed strategies to address public drinking and underage alcohol smuggling via the T. South Boston residents reported trash everywhere along the parade route. Boston police made 10 arrests at the parade for charges that included disorderly conduct and assault and battery. A drunk man with a gun was arrested near the Andrew T. Station last year. A Massachusetts man plans on buying a new boat, among other things, after winning big on a scratch ticket. David Mulligan of Plymouth is the winner of $1 million prize in the state lottery's $2 million cash word instant ticket game. Mulligan and his grandson, Joseph, went to claim his prize at the lottery's Dorchester headquarters. Mulligan opted to receive his prize in the form of a one-time payment of $650,000 before taxes. The lucky winner said he plans to buy a new boat and spoil his grandson with the winnings. He purchased his winning ticket at the Mobile on Court Street in Plymouth. The store gets a $10,000 bonus for its sale of the ticket. A check of business news this morning, and stocks are down. The Dow dropped 478, the NASDAQ lost 32, and the S&P fell 42. Asian stocks are mixed as investors weighed the impact of President Trump's tariffs after another day of losses on Wall Street. The dollar rose, the euro is down, oil at $66 a barrel. Sports. Well, the North Quincy High School girls basketball team lost to Medfield last night, 69-47 at Bridgewater State University. But the Raiders end their best season in program history with a 20-4 record after making it all the way to the Division II state finals. Medfield is the defending state champions. And the Bruins beat the Panthers 3-2 last night. They'll be in Ottawa tomorrow night at 7. Tonight, the Celtics host the Thunder at 7:30. The National Weather Service forecast for today, partly cloudy with a high of 46 degrees. Tonight, cloudy and lows in the lower 40s. Mainly cloudy tomorrow at a high 44. For Friday, mix of clouds and sun, high 52. Cloudy with a high of 60 on Saturday. Well, the boater waves about 2 feet, winds out of the north, 10 to 15, gusting to 20 knots, becoming easterly, 5 to 10 knots later today at a high tide, 11:09 a.m. Sunrise, 7 a.m., sets at 6:47. Traffic note, Four River Bridge, scheduled to open at 9 o'clock this morning and 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Wednesday, March 12th.